Soccer's global governing body, FIFA, re-elected its president today. 12-year incumbent Sepp Blatter will rule over FIFA for another 4 years. The vote took place after serious corruption allegations emerged, prompting calls for this election to be postponed. That didn't happen in the end. The World's William Troop is following this story. William, just a couple of days ago, FIFA President Sepp Blatter was under investigation for corruption. Now he's been re-elected president. What's happened?
Well, Sepp Blatter had been accused of knowing that others within FIFA were bribing members of the body who were going to vote in this election today. But FIFA's ethics committee actually cleared Blatter of any wrongdoing. It did find that two other people were worthy of further investigation, and that includes the one man who was challenging Blatter for the presidency of FIFA. He was suspended and taken out of the election, and he continues to be under investigation for actually trying to bribe members of FIFA, $40,000 cash payments, to vote for him in this election instead of Blatter.
Okay, so he ended up not being a candidate at all. Sepp Blatter ends up being unopposed, but there's still a lot of controversy swirling around him.
Yeah, there are still other corruption allegations swirling around FIFA and Blatter that have to do with how FIFA awarded the 2022 World Cup to Qatar.
And what makes that suspect?
Well, there have been allegations that Qatar bribed members of FIFA to vote for its candidacy to hold the World Cup. It's a very coveted thing to host the World Cup. It brings in a lot of money. Qatar has a lot of money to devote to the campaign. The allegation was that it bought votes from FIFA members to vote for its candidacy. Nothing's been proven, I should say. There was an email from one FIFA official who said that he thought Qatar had bought the vote. Then he has come out and said, well, actually, he meant that they had a lot of money to spend on the campaign. So nothing's been proven, but the allegations continue to swirl around FIFA, and there's still a call to review that vote in the future.
So who's going to review it if that happens? I mean, here we have Sepp Blatter back in as president. Is he really going to be the person to investigate and possibly reform FIFA?
Well, as it stands now and with the vote today, he was basically reelected on a campaign promise that he is the man to clean up FIFA, even though he's the man who's been overseeing this system that everybody suspects is corrupt for the last 12 years. But he claims he's the one to clean it up, and 186 members of FIFA agreed with him today and reelected him.
William, soccer is huge around the world, but this particular election, why is it so important?
Well, FIFA, you have to remember, is the body that organizes the World Cup, the world's most popular sporting event, arguably.
Bigger than the Stanley Cup, even.
So they say. And soccer is by far the most popular sport around the world. And people just don't like to see their sport tainted this way. So there's actually quite a lot of unhappiness with FIFA at this point. And you're starting to hear it even from within the various soccer federations around the world saying, you know, maybe we should be looking at the decision to award the World Cup to Qatar again, make sure it was clean. If it wasn't, review it. You're starting to hear those things, which even just a few months ago were just whispers.
Because the World Cup is big sport and huge money.
And huge money. And that's part of the problem here, because FIFA is made up of soccer federations from all over the world, 208 of them, and they get money from FIFA, from Sepp Blatter. He has set up a system by which FIFA makes most of its money during the World Cup every 4 years. There's a lot of TV rights, a lot of sponsorship rights, and that money gets funneled to all of the soccer federations around the world. So there is a system set up that basically makes it a vested interest for them to keep it going because they get money back from it.
All right. The world's resident soccer expert, William Troop, thank you for explaining the confusing world of FIFA, the soccer body that today re-elected its controversial president. William, thanks.
You're welcome.